crowd. Boy, wouldn't it be great to have a record crowd here
for
our seniors and for what they've contributed to our program and where they brought this program. I think they deserve a great send-off from our fans. And I know they will. I know our fans will come out and really support our seniors as well as our team. This is a big, important game for us. You know, we haven't talked much about the NCAA tournament, and there's a reason for that. But, you know, as you go here, there's only a couple weeks left, really, and it's really going to, you know, make or break where we end up if we have the opportunity to play in that tournament. So this is a real important weekend for us, and we need the support like Minnesota State has. Just that extra energy in the building, Dirk. You see it, you feel it, and it really helps your players. So, but thanks to NextTier. Thanks for the sponsorship, and we'll be at the Union on Wednesday at noon out some T-shirts and some other things, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, maybe even some jerseys, too, to raffle off. So we're looking forward to that. Students, make sure you stop on by and be part of the show. All right, when we come back, we'll have your questions here with Coach Mel Pearson. You still have time to get them in. DJ at themix93.com. The Mel Pearson Show continuing right after this.
When you need to dress up for an upcoming interview, wedding, or that special date, don't wait. Come to the Dress for Success Shop, located in the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore. See the largest selection of business apparel in the Keweenaw. Suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success Shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome.
If you're planning on having a good time this winter, why don't you crack open a Bud Light Lime Cran Burrito? Because, my friends, the time has come to raise the roof and have some fun.
Go crash the party.
Throw away the work to be done.
Play more, work less.
Let the music play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance.
The night is young.
Lose yourself in wild romance.
We're going to party, Caramu, Fiesta, forever.
Party on with Bud Light Lime Cranberita. It's the great cranberry margarita taste with a refreshing twist of Bud Light Lime that's perfect for any party this winter. Just pop, pour, and party all night long. Try it now for a limited time. Bud Light Lime Cranberita, Fiesta forever.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Lime Cranberita flavored malt beverage. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, here we go. The questions. Plenty of time for the questions here today because we have quite a few. I'm sure more are going to be sneaking in here before the end of the show. So do as many as we can. Let's see. Okay, this is the gentleman that was very concerned about the pairwise rankings last week or a couple of weeks ago. And but now he's very concerned, he said.
Okay.
If we don't beat Northern Michigan twice this weekend, we will drop out of the NCAA barring our winning the WCHA Final Five. I don't see how that's the case.
Well, I'm not sure. And the you know, the thing about this time of year is it's your body of work, so all your games go into the formula. And I haven't done it, so I don't know where we'd fall. But you don't want to put it to chance and you know, have a formula or some computer figure out if you're in or not. What you have to do is go and win your game. So it's important that we get back on the winning track on Friday night, no question. And then you can help solidify your opportunity or your chances to get in the tournament, no question. You know, we're not even thinking about dropping two games to Northern.
So what special preparations will Tech have before this weekend?
Well, we'll make some changes to our lineup. There's a couple things we need to tweak. We got to get CJ Ike back in. He was, could have made the trip, but we want to give him an extra week to get him healthy. So we'll reevaluate our lineup. And, obviously our power play, we didn't get much work in the game with our power play. So we'll spend some extra time with that this week in practice. We'll work on our forecheck a little bit. We didn't really have the opportunity to get after him that much. So we got to work harder. We got to work harder without the puck, both defensively and that includes your forecheck too.
All right, next question. Coach, other than Jamie Phillips, were there any players this past weekend that played exceptionally well?
You know, that's a good question. I thought Reed Sterles had a good game. Yeah, I thought he really played hard. I thought David Johnson showed his skill and his creativity at times. I thought Blake Pietila, you know, when he turned it on, when he jumped, he was really good. You know, our faceoffs overall, we were, you know, we won the faceoff battle with him. So, you know, those are some guys that come to mind right away. But, you know, we had a lot of guys who, you know, tried. I think they all tried, but how much success they had and, you know, obviously was limited, and a lot of that has to do with their team, but we understand that. I think our players know when they walked out of there, and each individual has to look in himself in the mirror and ask himself, what can I do to be more prepared and to play better next weekend? That's the bottom line.
In the last two big series versus Mankato and Bowling Green, when the playoffs last year, they're talking about,
yeah,
Tech's best players have not been effective or a factor at all. Any particular reason why?
Well, I can't remember so much last year in the playoffs, but part of it's being on the road. You know, I think that's part of it. They have last change. They can get the matchups they want against you, and there's certain matchups even this weekend that they wanted. You know, they tried to match certain players, and we tried to shuffle out up a little bit and try to, you know, get some guys away from certain players, but obviously they have the last change. And I think Minnesota State, one of the things that they really wanted is the defensive pairing against Tanner Carroll's line. They really tried to match up, not so much the forward line, but the defense pairing they had against them. So that can be part of it. But, you know, part of it's we're still in the learning process. You have to remember Minnesota State has been to two NCAA tournaments the last couple of years, so all those players have been in some really high-pressure situations. Not that we haven't, but not to that extent. It's different. It's completely different. I've been to the tournament 20 some years, and I know there's a difference when you get there in the preparation and a one and done and that mentality you need and learning how to take that next step. And, you know, even my time at Michigan, you know, it just seems like we took baby steps. You know, the one year we thought we'd get in the tournament, we didn't. The next year we got in the tournament, we lost out in the first round, didn't have a good game, and just trying to figure why, you know. But sometimes it takes baby steps, and we're headed in the right direction. And, you know, I really like this group, and all these pressure situations are good for you. And it was a good wake-up call for us this weekend. It was a real good wake-up call for us and a good learning, you know, good learning tool as how you need to prepare, how the games are going to be played, how you have to keep your emotions in check, and how hard you have to work, you know. And they're going to be close games, and it's a bounce or a break. So I thought this weekend, as much as I'm disappointed with the results, you have to take something away from it. You have to learn from it, and there's some things we can, and our players will. And we'll show them some things this weekend that we could have done better that would have helped us have success.
Next question, can Mel explain the difference between an invited walk-on and a true walk-on? And has he ever seen a true walk-on make it and be effective?
Well, I think he's referring to maybe invited walk-on would be a walk-on that you've guaranteed a position on your team. And you know he's going to be with your team. You know he's got a chance to play. Where true walk-on is where you have open tryouts in the fall and you don't know the player at all, and they just come out and try out for your team. So, boy, I'm just trying to think if there's ever been a true walk-on that is just, you know, this day and age, it's really difficult because you have your team. You want to have your team set before even that true walk-on tryout takes place. So, in my estimation, I can't remember one. You know, it's been a long, long time.
Well, of course,
so.
If he's that good, chances are he's going to be seen and known by other schools and
yeah,
you.
Yeah, true, true. But the odd time you might have someone come up on the campus for whatever reason that's been overlooked. But we haven't had one, you know, that I've been associated with in a long time that I can remember.
Next question. John McGinnis portrayed an image of suit and tie, always businesslike and professional. Did he ever have a sense of humor? Of course he did.
Who, John? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was pretty dry, but oh, yeah, he had always sense of humor. And that's what made him so special is because he had that sense of humor. You know, he could laugh and have fun with you, too, as much as he was a father figure and stern and firm and whatnot. He had a good sense of humor. So, like I said, I've learned a lot from him. I wish I had some of his calmness, but you remember I saw him later in his days. So, but I'm sure he had some moments during his career, too.
The Minnesota commentators made a comment Friday night that we were lulling the Mavericks. Do you agree, take offense, or a combination of both?
No, I don't. That doesn't have no real feeling towards that comment because commentators make a lot of comments that, you know, I don't know if they understand what's going on. And no, we weren't trying to lull anybody to sleep. I think they played us and might have looked that way at times, but no, I take no offense to it.
All right, next question seems here. Did Minnesota State do anything special to stop